than with floor covering. Visit ficstl.org. That's ficstl.org. Or call 314-968-3522 for a list of Flooring Industry Council contractors and a flooring installation you'll be proud of for years to come. Call 314-968-3522. Visit ficstl.org.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Fender, an iconic brand with some of the greatest instruments in history. And going on now at Guitar Center, it's Fender Fest. The best time ever to check out the greatest selection of Fender guitars in the world. Stratocaster, Telecaster, P-Bass, Jaguar, Jazzmaster, and more. Right now, purchase any qualifying Fender product and get up to a $100 promotional gift card. Own a legend. Fender Fest, now through July 27th, in-store and online, only at Guitar Center.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
This election year, our calendars are filling up with lesser holidays, and it's becoming a problem. There's National Lumpy Rug Day, Shrimp Scampi Day, and Bat Appreciation Day. Everything is worth celebrating with a Bud Light, but come on, Bat Appreciation Day? This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Let the games begin.
What? What games? Are we playing games?
This is like a game. Feel free to sing along, audience.
So join his partners and peers.
There's no fun left on the game.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
squirrel gravy.
Oh boy, good squirrel gravy. That sounds so good.
Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 14th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. I get emails at least one or two, three, four every week about MD Health and Wellness. People are very curious about the weight loss. You should be equally curious about low T, gentlemen, low testosterone levels. We will touch on both of those, and a place in Bridgeton where you might be, well, you might be very glad you discovered it after this.
Hey!
At the control board for his 18 years, I guess, now in his 19th year, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Yes, I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive some money from your 401k, then it may be a good time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
And while I have Dan and I'm introducing him, please, folks, go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM, and watch Dan do what I think is a really great impression of just about every weather reporter who's ever done the weather on location. Good job, Dan.
They just did that a few minutes ago. I looked over and,
like a storm
and
report.
One of the reporters was in Jefferson Barracks with a fallen tree behind him.
Of course he did. Maybe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy went down to MD Health and Wellness, had some blood drawn. He thought, well, what the heck? I'll check my testosterone level. And it was a little low, but his blood came back as elevated. What level was elevated?
Cheese.
Cheese. Elevated cheese in his system. Well,
that's bad if you got cheese in your blood.
That is not good. Please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Best polka band ever.
Yeah, it's okay. Feel free to applaud. You deserve it.
Bill Cleveland's on the way because he knows every Thursday there are more people who want to get on and talk to Scott Sherman than we can ever get on, but we do the best we can, and thanks to Bill for waiting and doing the segment in the Playhouse. MD Health and Wellness. I get emails from people going, Frank, how'd you lose all that weight? What was that product you took? Well, it's not just a product. It's a place. It's MD Health and Wellness. I'm sort of not stuck, but I've hit that wall at about 27, 28 pounds. And I think in time, it'll be a little slower. I could drop another. I need to drop maybe another 10, and I'll do it. And it all started about 7 weeks ago, 6-7 weeks ago at MD Health and Wellness. We'll talk quickly about two things. Low T is low testosterone. And yes, testosterone, when you hear that word, you think of sex drive. I don't want low testosterone. And I addressed this years ago and went to work on it to bring the level up. I don't need it for the sex thing. I'm married.
Right.
It affects lots of other things, you know, mood and energy level and overall health. And gentlemen, if you're over 40 and you go into MD Health and Wellness, they will, at no charge, tell you what your testosterone level is. And they draw a little blood, no big deal. Goes to the lab, and they'll say, hey, here's your number. And the number is free, they call it free testosterone. It's a big deal, and it's important. And it can change the quality of your life. Now to the weight loss thing. I will, again, give you a brief summary of what I did. For 4 weeks, I gave myself a shot every morning, an HCG shot. It was the easiest thing to do. I never gave myself a shot before. I'm not diabetic, and I can't believe how easy it was. Did that for 4 weeks, and then I took one little pill. It was an appetite suppressant. I'm doing the pill for a second 4 weeks, but not the shots. And then after this second 4 weeks, I'm going to see how I can do without doing either one, because in the end, it all comes down to calories. And even they'll tell you that. How many calories are you taking in and how many are you burning? I don't burn a lot because I don't do much physically. So I need to watch what I eat, and I've been doing that, and I think I can stay with it. I really do this time. They're in Bridgeton. And look, you can call them and say, tell me more about the low T. And ladies, yeah, you, my goodness, your hormone issues are so complicated, most of us can't even understand them. They do bioidentical hormone replacement for women. Also, 314-770-2334. 770-2334. Can't remember it? No problem. FrankOpinion.com. Click on sponsors. It links you to their website. And take a look at their website and read a little more about what they're doing to make people help them live happier lives. You feel better when everything you put on isn't tight and you can barely zip up or button your pants. You know that feeling when a shirt's just too small? I hate that feeling.
Yes.
And every time you raise your arm or move, the buttons kind of start to gape open. I hate that. And that's where I was. And I've been there once before in my life, and I didn't like it then either. And now I don't have it. I'm in my 38 pants, thank goodness. MD Health and Wellness. Some great people in charge. It's a doctor-supervised program.
You're dealing with people that know what they're talking about, and it's up to you. Look, you can be heavy if you want, and you can go through the rest of your life with low testosterone. That's your choice. It's always your choice. It was your choice and my choice to get bigger. Maybe I didn't really set out to go, hey, I think I'm going to get really big and get in some 44 pads. But it was my choice, the way I was eating. So check it out. Go to the website. See what you think. Give them a call. Please, please tell them what everybody else is telling them. And I know because they let me know this, that you're AM in the PM. MDHealthWellness.com. Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, a fantastic cab company that has been with us for a long, long time. And you can thank them by making sure if you ever need a cab, you make it a Laclede Cab. And by the way, take a cab sometimes, even though you might not have thought of taking a cab, because in certain situations, it's a whole lot easier than parking and, right, you know what I'm talking about, Laclede Cab, STL Taxi is the app. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You hesitated. You said,
No. I'm fantastic. I'm doing well. I'm excited. I will be in one of my favorite American cities over the weekend, Winterset, Iowa. Have you ever been to Winterset, Iowa?
Never heard of it.
It is the home of John Wayne. It is the home of, you've probably never seen it, the Bridges of Madison County.
Meryl Streep, Clint Eastwood. I saw the movie. I hated it.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie, but I know it's filmed there. It is the quintessential small town America town. It is. One guy described it to me. He was from Chicago, and he moved to Winterset, and he said he arrived on a, I guess it would have been on a Christmas Eve. It was snowing. He said he got there about 11 o'clock at night, and the town square is completely empty. He said he got out of his car, and he thought he was on a movie set.
Yeah.
It is just a really cool town, really, really nice people. And
Any of you ever see Bridges of Madison County?
I saw parts of it. I couldn't get through it. It was like
bad. Chick flick?
Very much a chick flick, but it's got that covered bridge. Is that right?
There's a bunch of them. There are a bunch of them.
They're kind of cool. Those covered bridges are kind of cool, but
they are. They're neat.
Yeah, the movie.
Looking forward to that. Well, we've got a company in Australia. They've got a pretty interesting product. It's a pair of smart yoga pants. You ever heard of these things?
Nope.
Smart yoga pants apparently vibrate when you hold a yoga pose correctly.
Ooh.
Well. I actually know a guy got a pair for his wife. I haven't seen her since.
She doesn't need him.
Here's an interesting tidbit for you. David Beckham and his wife, Victoria Beckham, are actually richer than Queen Elizabeth. That's kind of hard to believe, isn't it?
No.
Or in other words, Posh Spice is doing better than Old Spice.
I get it.
And Hillary Clinton says her greatest strength, Hillary Clinton said her greatest weakness is that she's impatient. To which the reporter said, Ms. Clinton, I haven't asked you anything yet.
It was still hilarious.
Yeah.
Would have been good.
Yeah.
And finally, we'll soon be learning more about Donald Trump's wife with the Republican convention coming up next week. She's an immigrant from Slovenia. She says that she lets Trump be himself. She said, in return, he lets me be in America. It's going to be an interesting...
Get it? If he didn't like her, he'd have her thrown out.
Yeah.
Just playing around, everybody. The Book Level segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KHS.
Thank you, Bill.
Those conventions, the Democratic convention and that Republican convention.
What chaos.
I never watch those.
I can't stand to watch them.
But this year, it might be fun to watch the Republican convention.
Yes, and it will also be more fun than ever to watch the debates coming up.
Yeah.
They will have the by far the biggest audience TV has ever had.
Oh, I'm sure.
It'll be very entertaining. And now few shows can do this. This is like juggling a chainsaw with a bowling ball and a lemon, a segment within a segment, as Whoa. We present the outdoors segment. Nobody else would ever attempt this.
Have we ever done this before?
Yes. Oh. We're the only people that can do it. And now it's time for the outdoor segment brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. Right across from Staples. Bigger than it looks. Very impressive in the heart of Osage Beach. Our outdoor segment today is really just a reminder about how to deal with hot weather, and hopefully we can save some lives. Mm-hmm. When it is hot and it's miserable, and I'll let Dan help me because he and I memorized this a long time ago. That's yeah. why we're healthy in the summer. Dress in, Dan?
Layers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Layer up.
Wear dark clothing and drink plenty of
alcohol.
Yes, yes. Alcohol.
Right?
Now,
yeah.
You do not want to hydrate in hot weather with water, and I'll tell you why. It goes right through you, and you pee it or sweat it out, so what's the point?
Yeah.
Your body is rejecting it. When your body sweats, it's saying, I'm rejecting hydration.
Yeah.
You don't want to hydrate. Everything you've heard is wrong, and it's driven by the bottled water industry.
Load up with alcohol, and you
load
feel
up
better.
With alcohol.
Yeah.
Yes, and you won't pee it or sweat it out as much. Dress in layers.
Yes.
Gloves are a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll tell you why. There's only so much that sunscreen can do.
Mm-hmm.
And with you have gloves on and layers of clothing, you will not get a sunburn, and you probably won't get melanoma. And we just saved somebody's life. Yeah. And that concludes the outdoor segment brought to you by Pistols
Plus. Oh, forget the elderly, too. Leave them alone.
Thank you. Stop the music.
Yeah,
thank
sorry,
you, peon.
We forgot about.
Thank you.
Yep.
Listen to me, folks. If you know someone who's really old, and you think, well, I wonder how he or she is doing in this hot weather, I think I'll go check on them. They do not like that. They nap a lot.
Yeah.
You wake them if they're taking a nap, and you look in the window and go, well, it looks like Ernest might be, I hope he hasn't passed away. No, he's taking a nap.
Yeah, don't Leave worry if Agnes has four newspapers on her front stoop. She's just saving her energy.
And sometimes they get tired of the news now,
right,
the violence,
right.
So they go, I don't even want to read those papers.
Oh, yeah.
So don't worry if their mailbox is overflowing.
And here's the other thing you think, it might be, I don't hear an air conditioning running, it might be hot in there. Older people are cold a lot. They like to be hot.
Yes, they do, yes.
Leave them alone, okay? Now you play the music.
Right.
Brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. And let me talk just a second about Pistols Plus. Not everybody is into pistols or rifles or shotguns or even bows, archery. But for those of you who are, I have a great store for you. Been going there for 20, 22 years at least. And I highly recommend that if you're in Osage Beach, and lots of you are because thousands and thousands of people go to the lake, please stop in. Please tell them your AM and the PM, even if it's just to look around. Pistols Plus. Their website is pistolsplusguns.net. And that also is linked through Franco Pinion. And how about Bruce deliberately and strategically ending the whistling at the very end of the commercial right here? How about that?
Whoa.
How about that, huh?
Bruce, you're the greatest.
That's
the
talent.
Greatest. That is talent.
Not many people can whistle in a dress. Let's see. What do I need to get in? Oh, we mentioned Dan's video on Facebook.
We'll do some more of those,
I think. I'm sorry, but you remember earlier you went to me and I wasn't ready. I was just kind of in a daze.
Yes.
I'm mad because last night a couple of my favorite rappers were at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, and I don't know why somebody didn't let me know about it. I lose a lot of money there, and I could have gotten good seats. Rappers G-Eazy and Logic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. How did I miss this?
I don't know. And when the storm went through, they still played. they kept playing.
In the concert, apparently, I'm reading Mr. Kevin Johnson's review. He referenced opening for, and I didn't know he opened for Big KRIT. Did you? He actually referenced
Big Crit.
Big Crit. Is that is it? You don't crit? Say K R I T.
I don't know.
It's K period R period. Okay, so I figured anyway, whatever it is. I almost said it, but I didn't. Big Crit. Now, he introduced his fan base last night. Again, I missed this, to a little different slice of hip hop. G-Eazy brought out Yo Gotti. So he could perform his own hit Down in the DM with him, and even though Yo Gotti had already performed it during the opening set. I don't care. You can't hear that song too much.
No.
I don't care if they sang it twice.
Heck no.
And then G-Eazy did FTD, which is F Donald Trump. And I'm serious.
I thought it was F Flowers or something.
No, F Donald Trump. And the St. Louis rapper M Vestermind. I think that's supposed to be Mastermind, but it's M V S T E R M I of MME got a special shout out from G Easy from the stage. Well, what I would love to have been there for that. And then he talked about Logic talked about growing up without a father, but he says he made it because his inspiration, and he got his guidance from rappers Nas, De La Soul, The Roots, Mos Def, and others who he says actually helped raise him. You know, thank goodness I had a dad and a parents, because think about if I hadn't, back when I was a kid, I didn't have rappers like this to look up to.
No.
We didn't have that.
No.
We had that dirty Elvis and those guys, bad influences.
Yeah.
And Yo Gotti is a Memphis rapper, a St. Louis favorite, I might add. He did not disappoint the crowd when he performed Yayo and I Got Dat Sack. Law and the new single, Wait For It.
I Got Dat Sack.
Yeah,
D-A-T.
I got that sack. That's one of my favorites. And also on stage, but apparently didn't make a great impression, was Neff the Pharaoh. I still would have liked to have seen him, too.
Neff the Pharaoh?
How did I not know that?
Oh, man.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Dan, if you were smart, you guys would start very gradually turning toward rap. You could do it so gradually people might not notice it. And in a year or two, you could be a tremendous rapper of your band.
You know what? We could.
You need to think about it.
Because Saturday night, we are doing an absolutely...
Saturday night's all right for fighting.
That's what I hear. But we're doing a free concert at in Hazelwood at Harry S. Truman Park on Hopper Show.
Throw some rap in there.
We will. Throw some rap.
If Truman were alive today, he'd love rap.
Oh, heck yeah.
All right, this guy brings a buddy home from work for dinner. Guy he works with, young guy. Unannounced, 5:30 after work, he walks in the door, and there's his wife not expecting him to bring someone home. And so right in front of this guy's young coworker that he had brought home for dinner, she starts yelling at him. And the young friend just sits there and looks awkward. He doesn't know what to say. She's screaming, "What's the matter with you? My hair is not done. My makeup's not done. This house is a mess. The dishes are not done. Sheets are dirty. I'm PMSing. And I am not about to cook dinner tonight. With no notice. Why in the hell would you bring this guy home for dinner tonight?" He said, "Because he's thinking about getting married."
Meet me. All right, let's check on traffic now with Tim Wiley.
Well, you do have signal problems on Laclede Station near Highway 44, and that's got southbound Laclede Station Hanley jammed up from north of Highway 40 down through Highway 44. You also have an accident reported with injuries on southbound 270 at Olive. Southbound 270 is jammed up still, though. It's in the middle of it between Dorset. That goes all the way south of Highway 44. You've got westbound 364 jamming up solid. Bennington Place up to the Veterans Bridge. on southbound 170. That's solid between Olive down through Highway 40. Westbound 40 is still slow from Grand all the way out through McCausland. A little heavy again as you make your way from Lindbergh out through Mason. We have southbound 141. That's a little bit better, though, until you get down to just south of Grabois Bluffs, and then it jams up down through Fiedler Lane. And eastbound 270, you're jamming up from McDonald through New Florissant. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have everything you need for back to school at the lowest prices, period. Backpacks, binders, notebooks, folders, even post-it notes. Make low prices happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Green 18!
If you thought football has left town, think again. Mizzou football is here. Hit every pass, every play right here on KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Make way for the sexagenarians. The rebels of the 60s are in their 60s and back on the road again. The generation that once threatened to drop out is more likely to drop in on family and friends. But they won't be doing it in a flower-powered VW bus. More likely in an RV with all the comforts of a luxury condo. So wave to that sexagenarian. He's probably somebody's grandpa. For the times, they're still a-changing. And the winds, they're still a-blowing. For the highways, they're a-ranging. And that big thing that they're towing is their easy riding way to enjoy each passing day.
For the rest of your life.
Buy early trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Buy early trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all their own? The secret? It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 75 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a great suggestion. Beautiful, pre-finished hardwood flooring is on sale for an incredible $4.99 a square foot. That's right, you can have beautiful, pre-finished, solid oak hardwood floors for only $4.99 a square foot. This sale is for 3/4 inch thick, 2 1/4 inch width, solid oak hardwood floor, and your choice of 7 gorgeous colors. This is a high-quality, American-made hardwood floor with an unheard-of 50-year warranty. So hurry in to one of our 2 stores and take advantage of this exclusive offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
How many of you are thinking about replacing your old deck or adding a new one to your outdoor living space? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Outdoor Living at I-44 in Big Bend. Outdoor Living has a showroom with over 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screen porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of what they have. They also operate their own lumber yard to supply all of the decking materials used for your project. So if you're a professional or an amateur or a homeowner, where are you going to go? Outdoor Living. The Outdoor Living also stocks AZEK decking made of 100% cellular PVC. It provides superior stain, scratch, mold, mildew resistance, and comes in 17 colors to choose from. You can get all the material, and you can do it yourself, or you can have a professional do it, courtesy of Outdoor Living, Inc. I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325, or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
I was embarrassed, especially if I was with my friends and they told a joke. I had to cover my laugh with my hand. Even smiling was a problem.
Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care can give you back your smile with dental implants. Dr. Bowen can perform implant dentistry from start till finish and has been doing so for 40 years in an office that's not a one-size-fits-all facility. Dr. Bowen can also fit your new implants with existing dentures so you can eat corn on the cob and apples as well as reclaim your smile.
With confidence.
You deserve to be treated well. So go see Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care in Florissant near I-270. 270 and 170 on Dunn Road. Call them at 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500. And get your smile back.
I did at Bone Dental Care.
Online at BowenDentalCare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N DentalCare.com.
Thanks, Dr. Bowen.
How would you like fresh chicken breasts or a veggie salad as part of your vending options at your business? Well, it's possible thanks to Dynamic Vending. It's a brand new concept here in St. Louis. They've been around 25 years and have revolutionized the vending machine business. Dynamic Vending, with their state-of-the-art kitchen, will deliver fresh food to your vending machine every single day. Don't believe me? Call them and find out for yourself. DynamicVending.com. It's too good to be true. DynamicVending.com.
50% off products and amazing siding and windows? You bet. Scheduled this week and receive 50% off Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Windows or 50% off amazing plank acrylic siding. But you must schedule this week. The 50% off sale in soon. Don't miss out. 100% no money down financing available. Call Amazing Siding and Windows at 636-230-5800 on the web. AmazingSCL.com. Previous purchase excluded. Limitations apply. Call store for details.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again. Never.
Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. Well, we did it again. Remember our motto, our savings are your savings? Well, you know why we have this motto. We buy in bulk at the lowest possible price, and we pass the savings on to you. We've bought loads of Frigidaire Professional Series, all at huge savings. These Frigidaire Professional appliances are at prices so low, we can't even advertise them, and on top of that, receive a cash rebate of up to $500 on select Frigidaire Professional appliance packages. Check out the look of this professional line at any of our six showrooms and online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
Hi, it's Martin Kilcoyne, inviting you to join me Friday, July 15th at the 80 Lift Truck Barbecue Fundraiser, all to benefit our wounded veterans. Proceeds are going to Project Healing Waters and Focus Marines Foundation. Barbecue is from 11 a.m. until 2:30. We'll broadcast live from 10 to 1, all for a good cause, helping our wounded veterans who were there for us. It's the 80 Lift Truck Barbecue Fundraiser, benefits our wounded veterans, Friday, July 15th from 11 a.m. until 2:30 at 5434 Natural Bridge.
Well, I think you know what that means. It's time to go to Southern California, where we're going to chat with Mike Evans. Mike is sponsored by Annie Guns. Annie Guns is a restaurant, and a really fine restaurant. You can go casual, but it's still, to me, whatever five-star means, they're it. And next door is a smokehouse market, equally as impressive. Gift cards are always a good idea. You can't miss them. Just go to the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley, and there they are, Annie Guns and the Smokehouse. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mike Evans.
Question. Oh, happy nude day. Are you in the nude doing your show today?
Yes, we all are.
All mm-hmm. of you?
Yes.
Hanging out the angry inch, homie.
Well, that may be your problem. But...
Homie, please. I think we know better. Pop quiz question. It's election season. So today, according to the Smithsonian Institute, which president had the highest IQ? Ooh. Smartest president, IQ-wise. John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy.
I knew he'd do that.
John
I mean,
F. Kennedy.
You knew it.
Thomas Jefferson.
What? How do we know what he sounded like?
Oh.
Jimmy Carter.
Uh-huh.
John Quincy Adams.
Yeah, I think that's how he sounded.
Yeah.
There you go. Love Nuggets. Nick Cage has just divorced his beautiful Korean wife, Alice, and he is already dating and very serious about another beautiful Korean lady.
What did I just say, you guys, and Mike didn't know this, earlier this week? I said, you know who we've never heard anything about for years? Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
And then look at this.
Yeah, don't forget, Nicolas Cage at one time was also married to Lisa Marie.
Yes, well, that was
Keogh,
weird.
Jackson, Cage, Lockwood.
Weird.
Presley. She's taken her original name back. She just got another divorce.
Oh.
Okay. Politics. Tomorrow, Donald Trump is going to pick his VP. Everybody says it's going to be John Pence. I still think it's going to be Newt Gingrich, but I thought O.J. Simpson was guilty. So, you know, I don't know what.
You were wrong about that.
Yeah, too. Exactly.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Do you play Pokemon?
No, I'm not.
Pokemon Go?
Peon does.
No.
Peon, you play Pokemon Go?
Yes, just for strictly for the exercise, to motivation.
Get ready for Pokemon Go movie. Two Pokemon Go television shows.
Movie?
And Pokemon Go clothing line. Not just t-shirts, a nice clothing line.
Well, that didn't take long.
No, not at all. That reminds me, there's been Pokemon sightings inside the hallowed ground of the 9/11 Memorial, and even kids that are playing in Germany at Auschwitz, at the camp.
Oh, my goodness.
They're not happy about that, and Nintendo says that they will no longer put the Pokemon Go at anything that's not in keeping with a good taste. Odds and ends, Nikki Hilton, who's a cutie, and her husband, James, just had a little baby girl.
Well, I'm so happy for them.
And the little girl's name just sounds like money. Her name is Lily Grace Victoria Rothschild.
Ooh.
Come on.
That's a wealthy name.
I got like Britney Spears. You know, that just says it all right there. Exactly. Leonardo DiCaprio, Tobey Maguire have been in Vegas prowling around. They leave their suite around midnight, and they get home just before dawn, usually with a handful of women. Leonardo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire.
Well, how can Leonardo DiCaprio get any women?
Well, because you see, Tobey Maguire's probably paying him on the side.
Okay.
Okay. Kushimura Pet Shop in Tokyo has a one-of-a-kind service. If your dog is possessed, they will do an exorcism on your dog.
Oh, thank goodness.
$480.
Worth it.
Yeah. Date in history, July 14th. We'll make this a little quiz. In 1932, Roosevelt Greer was born. Tell me what you know about Roosevelt Greer.
Well, I know he's a football player, and I know he turned minister. He became a minister, and he went into the jail and had a private little meeting with O.J. Simpson. That's all I know.
And he confessed to
well, according to some people in the jail, he absolutely did. And when Rosie Greer came out, they said, could you tell us anything about what O.J. said? He said, no, that's confidential between him and his minister. Which tells me, had he said anything other than, I killed them, he'd been happy to share it with us.
Yeah. Rosie Greer also, he's a Hall of Famer.
He played for the Rams, right?
Played for the Rams. And he also was the guy that wrestled the gun away from Sirhan Sirhan after he shot and killed Robert Kennedy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's also written a book about knitting. He knits.
Yes, I remember that. He did knit.
A couple of things. Speaking of the Rams, did you see, it had to be played out there. The 70,000 season tickets for the Rams have been sold out in hours.
No.
That is just incredible to me.
70,000 season tickets sold out within hours.
Guys like Kroenke just keep raking it in.
The only article I saw was just how in bad shape the Coliseum is, which the Rams left a plan for 3 years. There's like no water in the kitchens. It's just, I mean, because what is the Coliseum, over 100 years old? Or close
just
to
about 100 years old. Yeah, but you know, I've been to games there with, you know, USC, and it's in great shape. I mean, maybe they, you know, they let it go down during the winter season when there's, I mean, the summer when there's no football, but no, they keep the Coliseum up pretty good. I mean,
no, there won't be any luxury suites. I know that for the first.
Well, no, there's no way you could build luxury suites in the Coliseum.
Yeah,
idiot.
It's a big bowl.
Well,
I didn't call him an idiot.
No, well, I'm sorry.
I mean,
I feel bad. As soon as I said it, I felt bad.
You do my work for me.
Yeah.
And finally.
Wow.
Saturday comes to an end, huh, Franco?
It is, Mike. I'd rather not talk about it.
I know. So, according to the Smithsonian Institute, which president had the highest IQ? Oh, John F. Kennedy, Thomas Jefferson, Sherman Carter, John Quincy Adams.
I'll go with Jimmy Carter.
I'll say John Quincy Adams.
The problem is we don't know. We can't form an opinion of the two guys who were around long, long ago.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be Kennedy, so I'll go Jefferson.
Well, Smithsonian Institute stands behind this.
Mm-hmm.
The National Museum. So Carter had a 153 IQ. JFK 158.
Ooh. Wow.
Thomas Jefferson 160.
Whoa.
John Quincy Adams
168. Oh.
What the game I'll be seeing?
Now who's the idiot?
Anybody get it?
Me.
You got it?
Yeah.
Well, then I take it back.
Yeah, I think
you
that's
are
fair.
Far
I
from an idiot.
It's fair to take that back.
Far from an idiot. I will read you an email I got, I believe, yesterday or the day before, so this is very recent. This just happened in the last couple of days. Frank, when I got home from work at 5 o'clock, we didn't have any air conditioning. So naturally, I called Matheny, because I listen to you every day, and you advertise for them. I talked to somebody named John, and he said he could be there in 45 minutes. He was there sooner than that. He figured out the problem, had all the parts with him to fix it. He left at 8:30 and charged us $371. We thought it would be a lot more than that, especially considering it was after normal hours and an emergency. Now we have air conditioning. And before he said he would come, I was trying to figure out who we could spend the night with. They actually thought they'd have to leave the house for the night. He was great. Thank you, Matheny. You've made me a believer. And Frank, if all your advertisers are as good as Matheny, I will gladly support them. John was very personal and professional. Thank you, John. And they asked that their names not be used. And I see that every once in a while, and I will honor that. Not sure I understand it, but I'm happy to honor it. So thank you for the email about Matheny. And you have just pretty much said what most everybody says, is they're shocked at how quickly they get there, at sometimes the odd hours that they get there, the quality of the work, the honesty with what they do and how they do it, and the reasonable price. So there you go. Matheny Heating and Cooling, here's what you need to know. You need to live in St. Louis County or St. Charles County. Any part of either county, you can be a customer. You also don't have to worry about the system, what brand it is, or type, or size, or make, or model, or year, eight. You don't have to worry about any of that. You don't have to worry about the size of your home or business, because it's not too big or too small. I don't even know how big it is. It doesn't matter. They'll handle it. They're trained to work on all that. And when it comes time to replace a system, oh, very important to be done right. Again, that's where they come in. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Matheny. 74 years in business, I might add. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meep, meep.
All right, let's get our final check on traffic from Tim Weiland. Happy birthday, Tim.
Hey, thank you, Dan. Hey, you've got an accident on the right shoulder on westbound 364 before Dardine Creek Bridge, and that's jamming traffic almost back to Highway 94, the split. Traffic lights are still out on Telegraph at Forder. They're also out at near Laclede Station and Big Bend around Highway 44, and that's got Hanley Laclede Station backed up to Highway 40. Westbound 70 still slowing from about Union through Jennings Station Road, 270 out through the Blanchette Bridge. Eastbound 270 is still on the brakes at McDonald through Highway 170. Southbound 270 jammed pretty solid from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. Slow pockets from that point through Gravoy. Westbound 40 drivers still hitting the brakes now from Van Deventer out through McCausland and from Spady through Mason. This traffic report brought to you by Account Temps. Business needs can change in an instant. Account Temps Flexible Staffing Solutions provides accounting and finance professionals whenever you need them. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 2250-95.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
This election year, our calendars are filling up with lesser holidays, and it's becoming a problem. There's National Lumpy Rug Day, Shrimp Scampi Day, and Bat Appreciation Day. Everything is worth celebrating with a Bud Light, but come on, Bat Appreciation Day? This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
I will thank every police officer I encounter over the weekend. I hope you will, too. They need it, especially now. Thank you for being with us. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You do get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
The suspect in a double murder exchanges gunfire with St. Louis police, grazing one officer. The link between the victims and the man in custody for their murder.
A Jefferson County man whose mechanical arm was taken this spring after he allegedly used it to hit a cop has had it taken again. The new crime he's accused of using it in.
Thousands are still without power following last night's storms. We'll have the latest on the cleanup and efforts to get the electricity flowing again to everyone.
It was a brief moment in the All-Star game. Joe Buck held up a sign with the name of a young girl, but when you meet that young girl, you'll see why that brief moment was a big deal.
But first on Fox 2 News at 6, an arrest has been made after a principal of an elementary school and her boyfriend are shot and killed last night.
Fox 2's Kelly Hoskins is live in North St. Louis with what we're learning about the victims and the alleged gunman.